Hey guys, H.M. Wheelhouse here. Figured I'd jump on for a short 5 to 10 minute podcast. Just a quick recap of the ALCS. Some key things I figured would be good to focus on going into the World Series. The Astros' second World Series in 3 seasons. I'll also be talking about how the Astros seemingly have the Yankees' number this decade. And beating the Yankees this time, to me, was more key than taking them to Game 7 in 2017, as I think we had to play more of a chess match this time around. And even though we won in 6, how it was a little bit more difficult this time and how I think it signifies that this team in 2019 is better than the 2017 team. This is H-Town Wheelhouse. Stay tuned. I'll be back for more. All right, guys, thanks for tuning back in. This is H-Town Wheelhouse, H-Town Wheelhouse podcast and Astros podcast on Anchor, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. So check us out. I would love for you to leave a comment. A couple things. Monday evening, I'll be joining Big League Chewing, a brand new sports podcast that I was on to talk about the Astros going into the playoffs. And I've been asked to come back on as a guest on Monday night to preview the World Series. Let's get into it. The Houston Astros took care of the Yankees for the third time in the last 4 seasons. 2015 was the first time we beat them in a wild card playoff in New York. The second time, obviously 2017, when both home teams won every single game. Thankfully, the Astros had home field advantage. And then 2019, where it started out lopsided. The Yankees came out and just crushed the Astros in game one, almost taking the momentum away from the Astros. But they would come back and they would win game two, as you know. They would win game three. And then they would win game four going up 3-1. Now, going up 3-1, you had Justin Verlander on the mound. And he goes a solid 7 innings. But the first time in playoff history, all runs scored by both teams were scored in the first inning. And those 4 runs turned out to be the demise of the Astros, which would lead them back to a game 6. Now, them winning game 6 was huge because it sets up nicely for them going into the World Series. A lot of people coming into the playoffs were asking the question, do the Astros put Gerrit Cole 1 and Justin Verlander 2 because of how these starts have been going? But ever since the ALDS in the Game 5 series, going to Game 5, it threw the rotation into kind of a tizzy. But now, because Verlander pitched in Game 5, and then you having a bullpen yesterday, Gerrit Cole will be starting Game 1 of the World Series, then Verlander, and then Greinke. I think it's a great move. I think it works out perfectly for the Astros. But this Game 6 win was not just Jose Altuve's game-winning home run in the bottom of the ninth, although that was what put the nail in the coffin, literally. But Yuli Gurriel getting up, he was batting .050, but basically half of 10%. And he gets up and he hits a first pitch 3-run home run. And one of the biggest criticisms I've had of this Astros offense in the first few games was their approach at the plate. Now, I'm no professional. I never even played high school baseball, but I grew up playing high school baseball. I played pretty competitively. And I just figured that the Astros were giving up too many first pitch strikes to the Yankees relievers. With their power arms or their ability to spin the ball, they were giving the Yankees an advantage, I felt, not going after that first pitch. And if you look at that pitch that Yuli Gurriel swung at when he hit that home run, it was high and inside. It was not a strike, but it was aggressive, and he took it to left field. And we know Minute Maid Park is a huge advantage, especially for the Houston Astros. So going up 3-0, it was nice. Then the Yankees would chip away 3-1, 3-2. The Astros would tack on that run up 4-2. And you just knew, though, that going into the ninth inning, that the Yankees weren't going to lay down. And I know I was nervous. I know Yankees fans were excited. I mean, they've got a great lineup. When they're 6, 7, and 8 or 7, 8, 9 hitters are out there hitting home runs, scoring runs, getting hits, that's scary because the Yankees lineup is a formidable opponent. The fact that the Houston Astros were able to beat them after getting beat 7-0 in game one shows the resiliency of this team. And I think the Yankees' strength was their weakness because a lack of starting pitchers being able to go long into games. They had to extend their bullpen. And if you looked at the stats and graphs during the game, they had one of the most used bullpens in all of baseball. Now, to their credit, they didn't have bad ERAs. They had a lot of strikeouts. But they were also facing a team that had a strikeout-to-walk ratio that was basically historic. I'm not going to get into specifics on stats, but this Astros team tonight, or this Astros team in Game 6, sorry, we're on the next day. We're Sunday. We're watching football. The Texans are on. The Houston Astros won that game as a team. Baseball is the ultimate team sport. They were all about the bats. The media was all about the offense and the lack of offense. And the Yankees and the Astros, the two most powerful offenses in the major leagues, and they had been silenced by great pitching. They had forgotten about our defense. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have been critical of Carlos Correa. I admit I have been critical of Carlos Correa. But without him in this lineup, hitting the home run in the ALDS, hitting the home run with the Astros in the ALCS, doing these key things, and with his glove in his arm, we don't win Game 6. With the gloves of Brantley, hearing his development as an outfielder and how he told A.J. Hinch, I want to be a nine-inning player. I don't want to come out of games. I don't want to be a defensive liability. A.J. Hinch said after the game, I don't think I've ever seen Brantley dive head first. But he knew it was on the line. The catch by Reddick in right field was outstanding. And George Springer was literally a half second too soon on his jump. Had he jumped a half second later, I believe that ball goes into George Springer's glove, and we don't even get to see a Jose Altuve walk-off home run, to be honest. The gloves were phenomenal. Jose Altuve, Yuli Gurriel's play at first base has been outstanding. And what about Martin Maldonado? Martin Maldonado is calling a great game, and the one thing that really bothered me at the end was Osuna shaking off Maldonado three times before he threw that pitch and where DJ LeMahieu ultimately took him deep. I bet that Maldonado and Osuna get together on that and they talk about that sequence. That right there could be the thing that helps them against the Nationals. So, next I want to talk about the World Series preview, what we can expect, give about another 3 or 4 minutes. And then if you have any comments or questions, let me know. Please like the podcast. Please give us a review on Apple Podcasts. I'd love to see what you think. And hopefully I can get some of my guys on here for a preview of the World Series Monday night as well. All right, have a good one. We'll be back after this commercial break. All right, guys, thanks for sticking with me today. H-Town Wheelhouse and Astros podcast. The Houston Astros will be playing the Washington Nationals. The Washington Nationals have had a phenomenal offseason. This team at one time was 19-31 and looked, actually, I think 15-31 and looked to be all but buried. Around the trade deadline, everybody was like, where's Max Scherzer going to go? Are they going to trade Rendon? I mean, they were just talking about just yard selling this team into oblivion and rebuilding. Bryce Harper was gone. The Nationals' kind of good baseball era was over, and they had other thoughts. They weren't going to give up. And the fact that they stayed the course, that they kept their pitchers, that they didn't trade, that they didn't try to go for draft picks and rebuild, this team is strong. And although I honestly don't think the Astros get beat by the Nationals, this is a very good National League opponent. Number one, they're starting pitching. Max Scherzer, Strasburg, Anibal Sanchez, Patrick Corbin. That's about as good 1-4 as you'll get. They have been pitching out of their minds. Strasburg has almost had a resurgence and looks, he's not as powerful as a pitcher as he was, but he looks like himself getting strikeouts when he was much younger, when he first stormed onto the scene. And I remember him as a rookie just blowing batters out of the box with his stuff. He's got good stuff. Patrick Corbin is a good, solid pitcher. They've got a good back end. And Sean Doolittle, who, if you would have told me 3 years ago, he would have been a closer that was the guy that would help take his team to World Series, I don't know that I would believe you. It's not that I don't think Sean Doolittle is a good or even above average relief pitcher. I just think that he has taken his game to a whole new level. And so the Astros definitely, Astros hitters have got to study their film in the World Series, going into the World Series, because our bats somewhat heated up yesterday. They got a little bit off the schneid during the series, but still hitting well under their potential and where they should be. I think what's going to set the tone in this first game is you're going to have a low-scoring affair, but if the Astros can get a base runner on each inning like they did against the Yankees, then you start putting pressure on the pitchers, and once you get that pressure on the pitchers, then you start seeing pitchers make mistakes because they're trying to press, get something over, and so hopefully they can just chip away. Heck, Springer Dinger, first game, that would be a tone setter. But you are going against the likes of Max Scherzer, and you're going against the likes of Steven Strasburg. So, who do the Nationals have? Anthony Rondon, more than likely the MVP of the league. Juan Soto, one of the best young hitters in the major leagues. He's doing things that I thought I would see Yordan Alvarez doing in this postseason, which he hasn't. You've got Trey Turner, who is just an absolute threat, not only to hit, but his speed. Michael Taylor comes in, whether he starts or not, that guy has a solid bat. Zimmerman, who is the original Washington National, like the first player selected for the Nationals when they moved from Montreal. He's kind of an elder statesman, but he is dangerous with his bat. You've got Howie Kendrick. Howie Kendrick's had a resurgence. He was basically traded. Boom, he ended up on the Nationals. Dude hits a grand slam in the NLDS against the Dodgers to knock them out. Get some key hits against the Cardinals, and I mean he was hitting a solid nearly 400. Before the playoffs got here, and I'm not privy to his average now, but he is a solid hitter. What the Astros have going for them is their pitchers. Even though Gerrit Cole is in the National League, Gerrit Cole is not the same pitcher. Justin Verlander is a better pitcher now than he was. Zach Greinke, he was in the National League, so the Nationals may be more familiar with him. But Zach Greinke's last start, I think, gives him confidence and his team confidence. And so the Nationals, although I think they are a great opponent, they're a solid opponent, I don't think they're going to lay down. My predictions, and I'll write about this, check out Climbing Taos Hill. We're going to be doing a slideshow that's coming out tomorrow on our predictions as writers. I pick the Houston Astros to win in five. I picked them to win game one and two. I picked them to go to Washington to win game three. And then the Nationals, I believe, will win game four, that bullpen game. And then game five, I believe, that they'll clinch it and the Astros will win the World Series 4-1. I've got no crystal ball. I don't bet. I don't know what the Vegas numbers are. I don't care about that. I'm just telling you my gut feeling. This team is not going to let this go more than five games. But let me tell you this. If the odd chance is that we go up 3-0 and then the Nationals win two games, then we come back to Houston for the last two, then there's no way they let it go to seven games. So they, if the Astros don't win in five, the Astros will win in six. They'll win either 4-1 or they'll win 4-2. So we got a great matchup. I think it's going to be fun. The national media may not be jazzed about it, but we in Houston really don't care what the national media wants. We are going to go into there, and we're going to take it back. This team, the heart and soul of our team, Jose Altuve, along with his 24 other leaders in that clubhouse and AJ Hinch, they will put together a plan. And let me tell you what I love about this team. They expect to win. Yeah, they respect the Nationals. Yeah, they don't think the Nationals are going to lay down, but they expect to win. And that's what I love about this ball club, a winning attitude. Take it back. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse. Check me out on at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter. Check me out at Strohs411 on Facebook, one of the fastest growing Astros pages on Facebook. And then on this podcast, share it with your friends. Go Astros.